The 50-50 split between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate is highly unusual and has brought about an unprecedented power-sharing agreement between the two parties. Evenly divided state legislatures aren't all that rare. In fact, several state capitals have equally divided House chambers this year. As part of an occasional series of interviews about leadership in a divided Washington, I asked Rich Jones, Director of Legislative Programs for the National Conference of State Legislatures, to sketch out what lessons the states can teach Washington.
You've got ties in the Washington House, the Arizona Senate, the Missouri Senate. South Carolina Senate was tied following the election, but there's been a change in parties there, and that made it untied. And in Maine, the Senate there is tied 17-17 between Republicans and Democrats, but there is an independent in that mix, a little different than in D.C.
Gee, I had no idea. Any of these places get anything done?
Yes, they do. This is not a new occurrence for state legislatures. They've had tied houses a number of times throughout the years, but they do, in fact, work around the tied problem and have, in fact, performed their duties effectively.
And how do they do that?
They've adopted a couple of approaches. In some of the states, they have worked out power-sharing agreements where there would be co-speakers and each would preside at a different time, either they'd switch either daily or weekly with co-committee chairs. In some other cases, they've worked out agreements where the parties would share different positions of power. One party would, say, get the presiding officer position. The other party would get some of the chairmanships of key committees, and they would rotate back and forth.
Think that would work in the U.S. Senate?
It may. The one difference that the U.S. Senate has is that with the vice president there to actually cast the tie-breaking vote. I think it at some point the U.S. Senate, I'm sure they will sit down, need to negotiate and figure out where they can cooperate and where they can share some power and work out an agreement among themselves as to how to do that. Because I think they're going to need to do that to be able to really push legislation through and accomplish much of anything this session.
How about if Trent Lott is the leader on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and Tom Daschle on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
Some of the states have in fact done that. That it clearly complicates things, but it has occurred, I think, more in the state houses, the state House of Representatives, because of the fact that the speaker is in fact the presiding officer and a member of the body. And they have had situations where there's been a speaker of a Republican speaker, say, on Monday, and a Democratic speaker on Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, back and forth. They've been able to function that way. It's been difficult and more complicated, but they've done it.
So in a situation like that, you can't muscle the opposition because what goes around comes around.
That's exactly right.
And when it's their turn.
Yeah. The other thing that will happen sometimes, and again it has happened in some of the state legislatures, is the chamber that is tied will tend to pass more legislation. More bills will get through, and therefore the more bills get dumped into the other chamber. And a lot of times the members of the other chamber say, boy, we had to kill an awful lot of stuff. Because, again, they're tied, so, you know, bills that are supported sort of by both parties will tend to get through.
Well, that's interesting. You would figure it'd go the other way.
You know, again, it's sort of what you were saying. You can't sort of muscle the opposition, so everybody's bill kind of has a good chance of getting through.
Rich Jones, Director of Legislative Programs for the National Conference of State Legislatures.